Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend, Akhenaten, that journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness and as you find your place, as always, amongst the many in spirit who love and adore you. We enter into a most wondrous sense of serenity, the equilibrium of spirit, the divine balance of all things. We sense this all about us, and more importantly, you begin to sense this within as a most tremendous calm slowly surfaces within you. As the human spirit begins to release all that is of your illusion, all that is illusionary, and so then all that is contrary to the balance of all things and the love that we each embody, so as your mind begins to loosen its hold and all human concerns now drift away, so then the freedom of your spirit returns to its natural state of being. So then come into your breath, sense the calm within, and indeed how powerful this is. For as you begin to align yourself with your inner equilibrium, you regain a sense of your strength, of which we have spoken of often. The strength of your spirit, that which sustains you and replenishes you in your human aspect, that which keeps you going. So deepen the breath and fill your spiritual lungs with the inner calm, the inner balance, beginning to recognize innately the perfection to this balance, it is a feeling. For we do not, let us say, perceive perfection as such, nor do we hold to the human definition of perfection. So rather we say the rightness of all things, that there is a grand sense of rightness to creation and your place within it, and the place of those whom you love and hold dear to you. these things you know. So now you breathe, and the lightness of spirit returns. And we are bathed, symbolically speaking, in the most radiant, radiant light. And held within this light is the perfection of all. We of ourselves do not require perfection, and least of all the human aspect of self. For we know, we feel at the deepest level, and sense that the radiant light holds perfection for us. Do you see? That is a powerful point of difference. For we of ourselves do not require or make necessary or need to strive for the perfection of ourselves. For our perfection is already held within the mind of God, far beyond anything that we ourselves could conceptualize for us and of us. Do you see? For our perception of our perfect selves in many ways would fall far short of that which is by divine conception. So then, there is a tremendous sense of the rightness of which I speak. For this sense of rightness comes from the knowing. That which we name divinity has all in hand. That there is something unfolding for us and for the entirety of creation. That is beyond our present understanding. Yet the love, the tremendous, powerful love of spirit, reassures us, affirms to us by its very nature that we are being guided, though this word is not accurate, that we are being moved forward, so to speak, that we are moving toward. We have said this before. Our perfection is assured, it exists, and we are it. But again I say, we have not the need to strive for it. Understand this. Only your human world and its illusion holds to the idea of struggle and striving. That is part of the process for you. And believe it or not, it is part of the great beauty of your world. in the grander scheme of things. But in spirit, understand that existence is effortless, for we are supported, we are sustained, we are uplifted, and our perfection is held in the mind of God, and so then we become this. I say this to you so that you may be mindful of this for the self, but also in this moment of time for those whom you hold dear to you in your physical world, that you understand that their spirit is also effortless, perfect by design, that their spirit is as powerful and as aligned to the grand equilibrium of all as each of you. You cannot be other than what you are. You cannot be less than the child of God that you are. Understand truly that the physical human journey is a journey. This you understand. It is not the truth of things and never shall be. The human journey is always a mirror, do you see? Physical existence shows you yourself, aspects of yourself, and your potential, and more than this, the love that you are capable of. And so much more. Those things that cause suffering have their place in time. But understand that love, beauty, and joy are with you always. If you care to seek them out, you are always cradled, always held, and likewise those whom are close to you. For as we are not separate, and as well you know, as we do not journey into human form in isolation, those who love and adore you in spirit always uphold the promise to sustain you, to assist, to rain as much ease and grace upon you as you may allow. You have good fortune before you. Know this to be true. And whatever it is that you define as good fortune, this then journeys toward you. I say to you, it is a given. It is, in fact, inevitable. However, the timing timing, my dearest ones, in many ways is of your doing. How it is and when it is that you wish to claim this good fortune. And foremost, to recognize it, do you see? For so often humans do not recognize the fortune bestowed upon them and the many blessings. It is always your perception, do you see? It is always you and what you are willing to see. Embrace and hold true of yourself. There is no such concept of reward in spirit. It is completely unnecessary. For everything is given, and the spirit of all things allows for the creation of all things. These things you understand. We exist within infinite potential, precisely because we exist within the love that we name divine. The very fabric of divinity is the building blocks of all creation. What we create in spirit, what we create in physical form, and other dimensions of experience. Divinity is the medium which we use, which we are, which we manipulate through our perceptions, through our consciousness. And the divine gives itself, do you see, for you to be, to work with, so to speak, to create from. There is not one speck of dirt upon your planet that is not divine consciousness at the deepest level. Understand, we exist within divinity. We are encapsulated by it. We name it creation. That is a powerful, powerful understanding. Come into the breath. Into your good fortune, and come into your certainty of the rightness of all things. I see you. I know you so well. So then I am witness. And what I observe is so. So that when we speak of beauty, when we speak of your magnificence, it is because we see truly. We have said this many times and will say it many times more. Until you are willing to embrace how breathtaking you are. And the human self is not excluded from this. Not one iota. It is well that you share. For in the sharing, much is generated. Much is generated that is perceivable from spirit. For we see the energy pass between you. We see the light of love undulate within your gathering. As you share, as you come into your compassion, as you find reassurance and motivation, and a myriad of other qualities that through your gathering you enable, you are each your gift to yourselves and to each other. Understand this. You are a gift that you bring to this gathering. Remembering also that the love that you experience through your sharing and your honoring is in fact as powerful, if not more so, than your meditative experience. And in one sense we may say meditation perhaps is simply the means by which spirit brings you together. There is so much more to come as you deepen into community, which is to be welcomed, understanding that the more that you give to each other, and so then receive from each other, giving and receiving being in the one instance, then this greatly enriches the meditative experience. Do you see? For it is love in action, and love in action will always connect you to spirit in the most meaningful way for the human experience. So understand, your meditations deepen and your gifts expand, equally so by the fact that you share. These are wise words indeed. So look to them and I am Akhenaton, Adonai.